Francis, let's turn to New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我们请翻开新约圣经。
Let's read some passages in God's Word.
我们来读几段神的话语。
Let's turn to Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14.
我们请翻开马太福音第十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音第十四章。
Verse 22 through 35.
第二十二节到三十五节。
Immediately he made disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone.
散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary.
那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。
And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。
When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear.
门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage! It is I. Do not be afraid."
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Verse 28.Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
二十八节，彼得说：“主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”
And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus.
耶稣说：“你来吧。”彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
But seeing the wind, he became frightened.And beginning to sink.
只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去。
And he cried out, "Lord, save me!"
便喊着说，主啊，救我。
Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
When they got into the boat, the wind stopped.
他们上了船，风就住了。
And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son."
在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。
And let's turn to Matthew, Mark, please.
我们再翻到马可福音。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Starting from verse 45.
从四十五节开始。
So Mark, chapter 6, 45.
马可福音第六章第四十五节。
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开。
After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray.
他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
And when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land.
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上。
Seeing them straining at the rowers, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them.
看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天。就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。
But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out.
但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来。
For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid."
因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished.
于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。
For they had not gained any insight from the instance of their loaves, but their heart was hardened.
这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
So let's bow head and turn your Bible to Matthew 14, please. The first passage that we just read.
我们仍然翻回到马太福音第十四章，我们刚刚所读过的那段话，然后我们一同低头。
Yeah, let's have bow and have a real prayer.
我们请低头一点祷告。
Father, it is in your Son's name we come before you.
父啊，是在你爱子里耶稣的名里头，我们来到你的面前。
Thank you for creating today so that we can come before the Lord, before the Father to praise you.
感谢你再次创造了这一天，好叫我们能够来到父的面前，来到主耶稣基督的面前来赞美你。
So that your children will come together to receive your blessing.
所以你的儿女们能够一同聚集在你的面前来接受你的祝福。
You want us to see and to hear the Lord Jesus.
我们愿意来看，愿意来听我们的主。
Father, may you speak to us in your Son.
父啊，愿你在你爱子里头向我们说话。
Open the eyes of our heart.
就是开我们里面的眼睛。
So we can see the Lord.
所以好叫我们能够看见我们的主。
And open the ears of our heart.
也开我们心里的耳朵。
So we can truly hear him.
好叫我们真实能够听见他。
And give us faith.
也赐给我们信心。
So as we listen to your word.
当我们听你的话的时候。
Your word can become our life.
你的话能够成为我们的生命。
And become our spirit.
也成为我们的灵。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主的名。Amen.
I'd like to continue to share with the brothers and sisters about Peter's progress in his faith.
我想继续跟弟兄姊妹们交通彼得在信心的路上他的所成长的过程。
We just read the two passages.
我们呢刚刚读过两段圣经。
One in Matthew, one in Mark.
一段是在马太福音，一段是在马可福音。
Their account is a little bit different.
这边两边的记载有一点点的不同。
And brothers says you may know that in Matthew, it recorded that what Peter did after they saw Jesus walking on the sea.
我们在马太福音的时候呢，我们在读到我们看见彼得呢，当他看见主在水上行走的时候，他所做的什么事
？And so we come to this picture again about how Peter learned from the Lord.
我们就能够来到一个图画，看见的彼得呢，他是如何在从那里主那里学功课。
As he committed his life to follow the Lord Jesus.
当他把自己的生命再一次交给主的时候，跟随主的时候。
How he grew in faith.
他如何在信心里头成长。
And first thing you may notice here in both Gospels, it tells us this.
首先我们能够注意的是，在两个福音书里头，他都告诉我们。
Is that the Jesus compelled his disciples to get in the boat?
是呢，耶稣呢催门徒们上船。
It seems like they're reluctant to leave Jesus alone on the land.
好像呢，他们呢不太愿意，也不太想让那个耶稣呢一个人留在岸上。
They did not want to leave.
他们不想离开。
But Jesus compelled them to leave.
但是呢，主呢是催他们离开。
To get in the boat.And put out to the sea and go to the other side.
让他们能够上船，能够到那个航行在海中，能够到海另外那个岸边，另外
岸。So this lesson starts with Jesus compelled them to get in the boat.
这个功课呢是从主耶稣催促他们上船开始的。
So in other words, they are compelled to learn this lesson.
所以也就是说呢，他们实在是被主催着。 那个逼他们去学这个功课。
And oftentimes in our life, we found that we are compelled to learn some spiritual lesson as well.
在我们的生命里头呢，我们常常也发现了，我们是被逼着去学一些功课。
If it's up to us, we will not choose to learn these lessons.
实在是我这那是我们自己的那个来看到底我们愿不愿意来学这些功课。
We always feel that we're not ready.
很多时候呢，我们觉得我还没预备好。
We're not prepared.
我们呢还没有这个准备好。
But oftentimes Jesus compelled us to learn life in our the lesson in our life.
但是呢，我们常常发觉呢，主耶稣呢，他逼着我们在生命当中学些功课。
Oftentimes, he compelled us to learn a lesson when he take away some.The health from our from us.
有的时候呢，他借着呢，知道我们身子把我们的健康拿走啊，逼我们学一些功课。
So we are forced to lie down to think about something else.
我们呢被逼着呢，必须躺在那里，然后来思想一些事情。
Think about something that we usually miss when we are busy.
思想一些我们当平常很忙碌的时候呢，所忘记的一些事。
To have some new perspective.
让我们有一些新的那个角度来看。
Some Francis said, "When you lie down, you are forced to look upward."
有些的弟兄姊妹说了，当你这个躺下来的时候，你被逼着只能往上看。
You have to think about things above.
你必须是思想上面的事情。
And Jesus tell us we need to think above.
主告诉我们说了，我们必须思想上头的事。
But oftentimes.We miss that because we're so busy. We don't have time to think things above.
但是呢，因为平常我们常常太忙了，那个使得我们没有时间呢来思想上头的事。
So when we're sick, we lie in the bed, we're compelled to think things above.
当我们生病的时候，我们躺在床上，我们被主那个催逼着，被逼着我们非来想上面的事情不可。
I remember that when I was a young Christian.
我还记得当我还是做年轻基督徒的时候
I was seriously ill
我那个病得非常的严重
I was in the hospital for 2 weeks
我在医院里头呢两个礼拜
I thought I was going to die
我在想我大概快死了
And so it forced me to think aboutWhat is most important in my life?
那这逼着我呢去思想在我生命当中什么事情是最重要的
If I'm gone now,What is the meaning of my life?
如果我现在就走了，我的生命到底有什么意义呢？
That's when I started to read the Bible.
那时候呢，那只是我刚刚我开始来读圣经的时候。
I decided that the most important thing in my life is that I need to know God.
那么我就决定了，在我生命当中最重要的事情呢，就是认识神。
Because I'm going to where He is.
因为我要去到他所在的地方了。
I better know him better more.
我最好呢能够多知道他一点。
Will you feel comfortable if you go to a stranger's house?
当你到一个陌生人家里的时候呢，你觉得很自在吗
？No.
不的。
So we all need to go to. One day we'll all go to a father's house.
我们呢有一天呢都要到父的家里去。
But if you don't feel like you're familiar with him,
但如果你觉得你不觉得你跟他很熟悉的话
，you don't feel you have this intimate relationship with him.
如果你不觉得你跟他有一个亲密的那个交通的话
，oh, then it's very hard.
那么这个就非常的困难了。
So I decided I have to know God no matter what.
所以呢，我就决定了，我必须要认识神，不管什么样的情形。
That's a lesson I learned. I was compelled to learn.
那个是我在逼着我去学的一个功课。
In the hospital.
在医院里头。
I don't think I could learn that by my own choice.
我不认为呢，我自己如果我自己来做选择的话，我能够学到这样的功课。
Sometimes God compelled us to learn spiritual lessons.When he takes away the health of our loved ones.
有的时候呢，神呢逼我们学些功课呢，他把我们所亲爱的人他的健康拿去了。
Our spouse, our parents, our kids.
我们的配偶，我们的父母，或者是我们的儿女们。
Sometimes on the day of graduation.
有的时候呢，甚至在他们毕业典礼的那一天。
For young people, they're compelled to look for a job in the real world.
他们呢逼着他们要去在世界里头找工作了。
And sometimes it's very stressful.
在那个情形呢，他们也是非常压力
很大的。It's very frustrating.
他们呢就非常的挫折感。
Sometimes even disheartening.
因为他们里头啊，确实常常会失望了。
You think you get all the classes right and you got all A's in the classes.
你认为呢你学的所有的那个课程呢在所有的课程你都拿到了A了。
But you still couldn't find a job.
但是你还是找不到事情。
So we are forced to learn the spiritual lessons.
所以我们被逼着来学呢一些属灵的功课。
To rely on the Lord.
来信靠我们的主。
When I was in a graduate school,
当我在那个, 研究所的时候,
I know a lot of friends come to know the Lord Jesus, trusting the Lord, because they couldn't find a job.
我发觉有很多人呢, 他们, 那个, 相, 来到主面前, 相信了主呢, 是因为他们那时候找不到, 找不到工作。
Because God used the opportunity to force them to learn about themselves.
因为神呢, 就用着那样的机会呢, 逼着他们来学习, 认识他们自己。
How weak we are.
到底我们是如何的软弱。
So sometimes when our kids grow up to be teenagers,
当我们有的时候呢，是当我们儿女们他们进入青少年时期的时候，
and parents are compelled to learn new lessons.
那父母们呢，也是被逼着来学一些功课。
Some parents come to me saying that how come mom, my kids were so nice when they're little, but now they're like totally different.
有些这个父母跟我说呢，为什么我的儿女们，当他们小的时候是这么样的乖巧啊，但是一长大了就变得完全变了个样了。It's
like someone that I do not know.
好像是我现在我根本不认识的孩子似的。
Before we were very close.
在我们以前呢，我们是非常的亲近的。
Now they don't allow me to touch them anymore.
现在他们让我碰都不让我碰他们了。
So we're compelled to learn the lesson in our life.
我们呢，常常是被逼着在我们生命当中来学功课。
Sometimes when we're in the midlife.
有的时候我们在做那个中年时期。
You get into 40 years over the hill.
我们呢，这上了40岁了，已经那个过了是高峰了。
God compelled us to learn new things about ourselves.
那个神呢，他逼我们呢学，在生命当中学些新的功课。
And many times, brothers, you find out that when we serve in the Lord, when we serve the Lord in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，但很多时候呢，我们发觉呢，在教会的服侍的主的时候
，It's not because we volunteer.
这不是我们自愿来服侍的。
Many times we're compelled by the love of Christ.
有的时候呢，是那个激励我们，逼着我们来服侍主。
I remember that when I served the youth group.
我记得我刚开始在那个服侍青少年的时候，
and I was compelled to learn the new things.
我呢被逼着呢学一些新的东西。
I need to take them to outdoor activities.
我必须要带他们去一些户外活动。
Skiing, camping, canoeing.
滑雪啊，露营啊，或者那个划船啊。
All these things I hated.
这些东西都我天然人不喜欢的。It's
all totally against my nature.
它是完全那个跟我天然人所相反的。I
always think of myself like Jacob, not Esau.
我通常认为我是一个雅各的，不是以扫。Jacob
liked the tent, living in a tent.
那个雅各呢是喜欢住在帐篷里的。Like
to cook.
喜欢去那个煮东西。I
like to cook.
我也喜欢煮东西。My
favorite TV program is, you know, Yan can cook, so can you.
那个我最喜欢的一个电视节目呢，是来学习怎么样来煮东西的。
So it's totally against my nature to engage all these outside activities.
让我呢能够参与这些许许多的户外的活动啊，是完全跟我天然的天性相反的。
I think that God tells me that youth group need to learn all this nature. What God has in the nature.
但是我就觉得呢，是神告诉我呢，这些青少年呢是需要借着大自然呢来认识神。
For them, spend a lot of time on computer games, internet. It's not healthy.
让他们花太多时间呢，他们在看电视，他们在电脑上面，他们在网络上面，那对他们来讲是不健康的。
Their life needs to broaden.
他们的那个生命的必须要被视野必须要扩展。
So oftentimes we find ourselves that Lord Jesus compels us to serve, compels us to learn a spiritual lesson in our life.
所以我们常常发觉呢，在我们生命当中呢，神，我们的主啊，他逼我们去学一些功课。
And also in the church life as well.
在教会的生活里头也是一样的。
We know that in Jerusalem church that it was a persecution that compelled them to learn another side of God's will.
我们就记得在耶路撒冷的教会呢，是神逼着他们呢去学呢那个在传福音的另外的一个世界。
And it opened a new chapters in the church life.
这时代在那里呢，就为我们展开了这教会历史的一个新的一章啊。
God often compelled us with His love.
那个神呢用他的爱来激励我们。
So we're compelled to choose for the Lord.
我们呢是被逼着被那个来选择我们的主。
Many young people they're compelled to choose the Lord.
很多那个年轻人呢，他们是被主逼的来选择我们的主。
Between the Lord, pursuing the Lord, or between the Lord and their girlfriend or boyfriend.
有的时候呢，必须要他们要在他们的在我们的主呢跟他的男朋友女朋友之间做个选择。
When they pursue the Lord, and that they have to make decision.
当他们来的那个跟随主追随主的时候呢，他们必须要做一个选择。
And Watch Mini has this experience.
那个尼托森弟兄呢有这样子的一个经历。
And also Hudson Taylor.
那个戴德森弟兄也是一样。
And they choose the Lord when they are young.
当他们在年轻的时候呢，他们就选择主。
They have to forsake the relationship, they are darling of their life, their youth.
他们呢必须放弃呢在年轻的时候呢，他们所有的那个他们所亲爱的人。
Because when they follow the Lord, their girlfriend.They love the world.
因为当他们在追求主的时候呢，他们的女朋友却是爱世界的。
So that love of Christ compelled them to make the choice.
耶稣基督的爱呢，激励他们，逼着他们的做一个选择。
So here in this lesson, first thing we see is that the disciples were compelled to learn this lesson.
所以在这个功课里头呢，我们首先来看见的是这些门徒们呢是被催逼着来学这样的功课的。
In other words, see that Peter was compelled to learn this lesson.
也就是说呢，彼得呢，他在他们当中一同来学，逼着来学这个功课的。
Another point that we can see, second point we can see is that here Lord Jesus prayed.
那么在这个功课里头呢，我们看见第二点呢，发觉呢，主在那里祷告。
Lord Jesus, when the disciples encountered difficulties on the sea.
当这些门徒们在海中呢遇见困难的时候
，Lord Jesus prayed in the mountain.
那么主耶稣基督呢就在山上祷告。
In the Mark, it tells very clearly that Jesus prayed and he watched his disciples from the mountain.
在马可福音呢更是让我们看清楚看见呢那个当主在山上祷告的时候呢，他是看见这些门徒们在海里头。
So while he was praying, Watch his disciples. What's going on with his disciples on the sea?
也就是说呢，当他在祷告的时候呢，他一直注视着他的门徒们，他在观察着看着这门徒们所经过的事情。
Yeah, this is most a comforting thought.
这实在是让我们里头觉得安慰的那个思想。
Whatever we're going through now,
不管我们现在在经历过什么
，Lord Jesus.Is praying for us.
我们的主呢正在为我们祷告。
You see, the Lord Jesus at the time he faced a crisis.
知道主耶稣基督在那个时候呢，他正是遇见了一个危机。
Because after he fed 5,000 men.
因为呢，当他喂饱了五千人之后啊。
John Gospel tells us that the crowds forced him to be their king.
约翰福音告诉我们说，这些群众们要逼着他来做王啊。
So it will totally destroy the plan of God.
这就会整个的摧毁了神的计划。
You know, this political power is a very powerful.
你知道吗？这个政治的个权力呢是非常有能力的。
So all this crowd tried to force him to be their king.
这些群众们呢就逼着他来做王。
That's why Jesus have to dismiss all the crowd.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督呢必须把这些众人们都散开啊。
And he need to pray on the mountain by himself.
他必须在山上呢独自一个人在山上祷告。
But Lord Jesus never lose sight of his disciples.
但是呢主耶稣基督从来没有那个忘了他的门徒们。
You do remember when Jesus was was tried in the court of high priest.
你记得当主耶稣他在那个大祭司的院子受审判的时候。
And he remembered Peter.
他呢记得彼得。
So he turned and looked at Peter.
他呢就转过头来看彼得。
He wanted to help Peter to stand firm in faith.
他要来帮助彼得呢在信心当中能站立得住。
You remember that when Roman soldiers, when they hammered the nail into his hand and then into his feet.
你记得当那些罗马的兵丁把那个钉子钉住他的手跟他脚的时候。
When he suffered this excruciating pain.
当他正在经历这个极大的那个痛苦的时候。
He remembered these soldiers.
他呢却记得这些兵丁们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
他说父啊那个赦免他们。
Because they don't know what they are doing.
因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And let's go on and on.
我们那个很多很多其他的例子。
When he was on the cross, he remembered his mother.
当他在这十字架上的时候，他记得他的母亲。
His mother need to be taken care of when he's gone.
当他那个死了之后呢，他的母亲需要人照顾。
And he said, "Look," he said, "John, look, this is your mother."
他就对那约翰说了，看呐，你的母亲。
And he said.Look, this is your son.
然后呢，对玛利亚说是看呐、啊，这是你的儿子。
See, Lord Jesus always, even though he is in great pain, he always remember the ones he loved.
那个虽然主耶稣在常常在那些极大的痛苦当中的时候，他是常常纪念着他所爱的人。
Today Jesus is praying for you and me.
今天呢，主耶稣呢，为着你，为着我祷告。
Even now.
就是现在。
Maybe you want to fall asleep now.
也许现在你想打瞌睡了。
Maybe you say,、oh, you know, this message is too hard. I don't want to listen.
也许你说这个信息太困难了，太枯燥了。
And Jesus is praying for you.
但是主耶稣就在为你祷告。
So give you strength, stay alert.
给你力量了，能够清醒。
There's a brother who, when we're looking for a job, when we graduate from a graduate school.
我有一个弟兄呢，当我们从学那个研究所毕业的时候。
He's very smart.
他是非常聪明的一个人。
But he couldn't find a job.
但是就找不到事。
And this is one day, he looked at the Bible.
但是有一天呢，他读圣经的时候。
And look at Revelation.
他在读启示录。
He saw again and again, Jesus said, I know, I know, I know, I know what you're going through.
他呢突然读到呢说主耶这一代的时候主耶稣说我知道我知道我知道你所经过的一切事。
And his heart was comforted.
他的心呢就受到了鼓舞。
And he knows that Jesus right now knows what he's going through.
他知道了主耶稣就是现在。就知道我所经过的一切事。
So while Jesus on the mountain praying,
就当我们的主耶稣基督他在山上祷告的时候，
His eyes are on the disciples in the sea.
他的眼目呢是在他的门徒们身上。
When they struggled against the waves,
当他们在这个海波浪中这个在挣扎的时候，
Jesus watching.
主呢正在看他们。
So this is a second point.
这是我教的第二点。
And the third point is that in this lesson.
第三个点呢是在这个功课里头。
We see that it happened in the sea.
我发觉呢这个是在海中学的一个功课。
You know the sea for most of the disciples, they are fishermen.
那个对的那些许多门徒们来讲他们都是渔夫啊。
They are very comfortable, for the life in the sea.
他们呢对于在海中的生活呢是觉得非常的这个自在的。
Their livelihood depends on the sea.
他们整个的生计的都是靠海这生活的。
Every day, every night they'll go out to the sea.
他们呢每天晚上啊就到海里去的。
They have a level of confidence in the sea.
他们呢对的海来讲的对海呢他们是觉得非常的那个感觉的自在的。
Many times we find out that God wants to show us a lesson.Or want us to learn lesson in where that we feel most comfortable.
我们呢常常发觉呢主要我们的这个要我们学一个功课的时候呢是在我们一个熟悉的环境里头学的。
In our comfort zone.
在我们呢就觉得很自在那个没有问题的环境里头。
God will show us something that we don't know.
神呢要让我们看见我们一些事情我们不
晓得。God compels us.To learn the new lessons, challenge our faith.
神呢，他逼我们呢去学一些功课，来那个试验我们的信心。
Do you remember that in the Bible, the Moses?
你记得在圣经里头啊，摩西的故事。
He was trained to be a leader.
他呢，从小就被训练成一个领袖。
To be a prince, to be king.
要成为一个王子，要成为一个国王。
He says, "How hard it is to become a leader of this bunch of nomads, Israelites?"
对那个对摩西来讲的话呢，要成为这一群那个牧羊的人呢，这个以色列人呢，成他们的当个领袖，这有什么难的呢
？I'm trained to be the king of Egypt.
我呢是被那个训练要做埃及的王的。
The most powerful nation in the whole world.
在那个时候的世界里头，它是最强大的国家的。
How hard it will be if I just become a leader of this, bunch of Israelites.
要我成为这一些群以色列人的这个百姓的领袖，这有什么难的呢
？But Lord Jesus compels him to learn the lesson.
但是呢，神呢，逼着他去学一个功课。
Israelites, even though you are the leader of the Egypt, we don't want you to be our leader.
那是以色列人说了，就算是你纵使你是那个埃及的领袖了，但是我不要你做我们的领袖。
Maybe you can play. You are the best pianist in the whole world.
也许呢，你在整个世界你是弹琴是弹的最好的一位钢琴家。
How hard it is to play the hymns here in the book?
那么弹一首诗歌有什么难的呢
？But maybe nobody wants you to play hymns.
但是也许呢，没有人希望你弹诗歌呢。
You see, a lot of times that God compelled to learn a lesson when we, in the area that when we feel most confident.
你发觉呢，是那常常在我们觉得最熟悉的环境里头啊，来学功课。
You know, for teenagers, they learn the young drivers, they learn driving.
你知道这些年轻人呢，当他们刚刚开始学开车的时候。
When do they get into accidents?
什么时候他们最容易发生车祸呢
？When they began to feel comfortable in their driving skill.
当他们觉得他们很有自信的要来这个开车的时候。
That's from 3 months to 2 years.
大概从三个月到两年的时间里。
They start to let down their guard.
他们就开始这个比较轻放松了。
And they'll get into accident.
他们呢就开始发生许多车祸了。
Remember that the previous lesson that Peter learned.
记得。彼得在前一个功课里头所学的
，It's also the lesson in the sea，
也是一个功课呢，是在海里头。
Do you remember that Jesus asked him to put into the deepest water in the sea？
记不记得主耶稣叫他在到海里头啊，在深处下网
，and let down your nets，
把你的网撒下去。
And you remember that lesson？
你记得那个功课
？So God used the area of their life that they feel most confident.
所以呢，神呢用的在他生命当中呢，他觉得最自在、最熟悉的环境里头来学功课。
How much they do not know?
到他们有什么东西他们不晓得的呢
？How much they do not know still?
但是呢，他们到底还有什么东西、哪些事情他们不晓得的、不认识的呢
？So here we see that God often challenges.When we feel most confident.
所以呢，是神常常在我们觉得最自在、最没有问题的时候呢，神来试炼我们。
When you feel like you have a most secure job in the whole world.
当你觉得你在你有你所有的功课呢，是世界上最最稳的一个工作的时候。
All of a sudden.
突然呢。
Your company went under.
你公司呢营运状况不好了。
And you're forced to be laid out.
你呢被解雇了。
So, brothers and sisters, God wants to learn this spiritual lesson.
那弟兄姊妹们，神呢实在是需要我们要我们来学这些属灵的功课。
And He sometimes compels us to learn.
很多时候呢，他是来逼着我们来学的功课的。
And first point we can see here is that the strong wind was against them.
第四点呢，让我们看见的是有极大的那个大浪啊，来迎着他们。
Do you remember the last time, we learned that when they obey God's word?
我们记得在上一次呢，我们所学里头所一同学的呢是，当我们顺服神的话的时候。
Put out into the deeper sea and let down their nets.
他们顺从这神的话呢，他们到了海的深处，在那里下网打鱼啊。
They experience super abundance grace of God.
他们呢，实在是经历了神极大的丰富啊。
Do you remember that they caught fish, to the point that both boats began to sink.
他们呢，你记得他们所抓到的鱼啊，多到一个地步，连两条船都开始要下沉了。
And they experienced abundance grace of God, super abundance grace of God.
他们呢，实在是经历了极大极大那个神的丰富啊。
But this time is different.
但是这一次呢，不一样了。
When they obey Lord's command,
当他们遵守主的话的时候
，pull out to the sea.
他们呢，到海上去了。
They encounter the severe storm.
他们呢，却经历到那个极大的风暴。
They experience great obstacle.
他们呢，遇到了极大的拦阻。
Isn't it is the Lord that asked them to leave and then to be in the sea and to go to the other side?
不是主要他们那个上船到海里头到对岸去的吗？
So they obeyed.
他们顺服了。
Why instead of a smooth sail, why they experience the obstacle?
但是呢，他们没有碰到一个一帆风顺的事情，但是呢，却确实碰到了许许多多的风浪。
You see, sometimes when we obey God's command, we experience God's abundant grace.
哎，你看见了，有的时候呢，当我们来遵行神的诫命的时候呢，神让我们经历了许许多多的丰富的恩典。
But sometimes when we obey God's command,
但是有的时候呢，当我们来遵行神的命令的时候
，we experience obstacles.
但是我们却经历到许许多多的拦阻。
And both are God's ways.
但是这两个都是神的方法。
And Peter need to learn both ways.
那彼得呢，他必须在这两个的途径里都一同来学习。
And we need to learn both ways.
我们呢也必须在两个这两面都要来学习。
God often uses a wind to test our faith.
那个神呢，常常用那个风啊，风浪来试验我们的信心。
You know, whenever Bible uses a wind, that means it's God's hand.
当你知道当圣经上啊用到说到风的时候呢，常常是说到神的手。
Do you remember in a Song of Solomon?
就记得在那个雅歌里头。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
这第四章第十六节的。
It says, "Awake, north wind."
说北风啊兴起。
Come, south wind.
南风啊吹来。
Blow in my garden.
吹在我的园里。
And spread the fragrance of his spices.
使其中的香气发出来。
You see, without the trial, at the fragrance of new life in us will not be released.
那个你看见。如果没有这些外面的那个试炼这些苦难的时候呢，我们里面的那个香气呢常常发不出来啊。
So this lover, he asked north wind and south wind to blow against in his garden, in her garden.
这个那个这亲爱的呢，他祷告啊，他说啊，他那个希望北风啊和南风都能够吹到他的园里头。
You know, north wind is cold.
你知道
呢， and dry.
北风呢是又冷又干的。
South wind is hot and humid.
那个南风呢是又热又湿的。
Uncomfortable.
非常的不舒适的。
But garden needs both.
但是呢，那个这个园子呢需要两个都需要。
And you know, it's very interesting that the fact that I find out is that man cannot create wind.
我们发觉呢，这个有一件事情呢还有那个值得注意的，就是人呢不能够制造风的。
There was a billion-dollar project called the Eagle Dome.
有一个呢，那个这个上亿的一个计划，它叫做 Eagle Dome.
What happened to that is that they create in the desert a superstructure. It's a dome shaped like structure.
他们在那个沙漠里头啊，他那个盖了一个很大的一个建筑物啊，叫做一个 big Eagle Dome.
It's closed from the outside environment.
从外面呢都是整个都封闭的。
And they create the plants. They put the insects in. They put the birds. And they want to have like a total self-sustained ecosystem inside.
他们呢在那个里面呢，他们又种了花草树木，他们摆上是那个放进去的那个昆虫鸟儿啊，不要他们在里头呢要制造一个那个环境，好像跟自然的环境是一样的。
So they want to see how this ecosystem can survive by themselves.
他们是想看看这个环境呢，它自己如何生存。
And they also have create rains, you know, just rains.
他们也那个制造了那个下雨啊。
And so scientists locked themselves up in 2 years in that dorm.
那个科学家们呢，把他们自己的锁在那个建筑物里头啊，有两年之久。
But at the end of interview that showed interview, the host asked that scientist.
在那个访问里头啊，快要结束的时候啊，这个主持人呢、啊，就问这个这些科学家们。
She said, "I found something very interesting in the dorm."
我发现在这个。洞里头，这个大建筑里头，有件事情非常非常有意思的。
He said, "Why tree? I see all the tall tree collapse on the top."
为什么呢？那些大的树呢，都是一直爬爬，一直往上长，长到最顶上了。
Now it collapsed from the top.
然后呢，就从在上头呢就垮下来了。
So all the tree like collapse, you know, they very look like very ugly, like the trees inside out.
他们的这每一个树呢，都是长到上面的时候，就整个就这样塌下来了。
At a certain height, the tree will collapse by itself.
到了一个高度的时候呢，那个树呢，它自己就会垮下来。
And this scientist replied, "It's to my surprise."
这个科学家们呢，他所回答的是让我惊奇。
He said, "We put all these things together."
我们把这许许多多的事情都摆在一起。
Plants, insects, everything we can think of.
植物啊，昆虫啊，一切事情我们是能想到的事情。
And we can create the rains.
我们可以制造那个下雨。
But one thing we cannot do.
但有一件事情我们没办法做的。
To create the wind in this ecosystem, in the structure.
在这个整个建筑里的话呢，就制造那个风。
So the tree, when they grow, there's no wind blow against it.
所以当这些树在自己在成长的时候呢，是没有风来吹着它们。
There's no hardship they have to endure.
他们呢不需要经过任何的艰难。
They don't have to endure the trials.
他们不需要经历过任何的那个苦难。
So the tissue, the fabric is very weak.
所以呢，他们里面的那个纤维呢，那个是非常非常的脆弱的。
So when they grow up certain height.They just collapse by their own weight.
当他们长到一个高度的时候呢，他就被他自己的重量所压垮了。
That's why this reason why God allowed trials, testing come into our life.
这就是为什么呢？神呢允许这些试炼、这些难处临到我们的生命里。
So that we can grow stronger.
所以我们能够成长的我们更强壮。
So can we can bear upon on our shoulder what God has.For us.
所以可以在我们的肩膀上面呢担当神所为我们所预备的。
So we can grow love, so we can really, truly love each other.
所以在我们里头呢能够那个爱能够生长，在我们里头真实的呢彼此相爱。
So you see, the last time, it seems like effortlessly they just put out the nets, they caught the abundant fish.
在上一次呢，你看。那个好像他们不费任何吹灰之力啊，他们就那个捕了许许多多的鱼啊，那个实在是一极其的丰富啊。
But this time, no matter how hard they tried, the boat seems just remain where it was.
但这一次呢，就是不管他们多么的努力啊，好像是船就是不动了。
Maybe they made an inch forward.
他们也许那个移动了一寸。
But the wave beat them back.
那个浪又把他们打回来了。
So no matter how they try,
不管是他们如何的努力
they couldn't make inch.
他们呢就是没办法往前移动。
Remember that in the boat, they are not like when we are rafting, right? These kids, i.e., they are rolling the, you know, the thing.
你知道在他们在那个船里头，不像我们去那个山上划船的时候呢，是孩子们啊，是阿姨们啊，在那里划船呢。
It is a 12 strong man.
你知道那个时候呢是有12个这个非常那个的壮汉。
There were some of them were fishermen.
有些人呢他们是渔夫啊。
They are very muscular.
他们是非常这个有的肌肉强壮的。
They are strong.
他们是非常的那个有力的。
And so these disciples, no matter how hard they try, they can still cannot make an inch.
但是呢，这些门徒们呢，不管他们怎么样子的努力啊，就是没办法往前走。
Because God wants to show them a lesson.
因为呢，神呢要告诉他们一个功课。
God compelled them to learn a special lesson.
是因为神呢逼着他们去学一个功课。
And the fifth point that I'd like to mention here in this story.
在 这个故事里面呢，我要跟这交通的第五个点呢
，It's Lord's perfect timing，
就是呢，主他最最好的那个时刻
，At the fourth watch of the night，
是在那个夜里四更天的时候。
In the fourth watch， is 3 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock。
那个夜里四更天呢，跟在今天来说呢，就在早晨三点到六点的时候。
And Lord Jesus prayed from 6 o'clock afternoon to three o'clock in the morning。
主耶稣呢，从下午四点钟一直祷告，祷告。
6 o'clock。
对，下午6点钟一直祷告到早晨三点钟。
And you know how long the disciples try hard, you know, they try to row the boat.
你知道这些门徒们他们在海中啊努力的要划这个船呢，划了多久吗？
How hard they try.
那到底他们那个花了多久的时间呢？
Because first watch is from 6 o'clock afternoon to 9 o'clock.
因为呢，他们所那个是从下午六点钟一直到早上三点钟啊。
So this is 9 hours.
一共九个钟头啊。
So disciples were trying 9 hours.
这些门徒们呢，他这个努力了九个钟头啊。
Try to make a inroad to the other shore.
那个盼望能够到达对岸去。
Why didn't Lord come to help them a little sooner?
为什么主不能早一点来帮助他们呢？
Why not like after to try like 2 hours? I mean that's enough, you know, this should be enough for them to learn the lesson.
为什么不在他们那个经过难处两个钟头试了两个钟头之后就来帮助他们呢？这个时间已经够了，他们学足够的功课了。
Why they have to be at 9 hours?
为什么必须要九个钟头呢？
You know, in the Bible, Lord controls timing.
你知道在圣经里面呢，是神在那里掌管时间的。
And Lord knows that how long it will take us to learn to be humble.
因为主知道呢，到底要花多少的时间呢，才能让我们学到谦卑的功课。
Everyone is different.
每一个人都不一样。
Moses needs 40 years.
摩西呢，他需要在旷野40年之久。
And David is different.
那么大卫呢不一样。
From 17, he was anointed as a king.
在十七岁的时候呢，他就被受高为王了。
To 30 years old, when he was when he became a king.
那一直到三十岁的时候呢，他才正式登基为王啊。
So almost 13 years he was pursued by Saul, and Saul tried to kill him.
就将近在13年之久啊，扫罗啊，多方的追杀，想要追杀他呀。
And everyone is different.
所以每一个人都不一样。
And so Lord knows that they need 9 hours.
所以主呢知道他们需要九个小时。
For 12 of them totally understand that they cannot make an inch by their own effort.
让这所有的12个人呢都能够认识明白啊，靠着他们自己的力量，他们是一步也没办法往前去。
Maybe they try different ways.
也许他们试了各种不同的方法。
Peter, you come, you sitting over here, you roll this side, and John, you roll that side.
也许呢，他要不要彼得，你到这个地方来在这边滑，你约翰，你到这边来滑。
It doesn't work, and they say, okay, let's change other people.
这个还是那个没有用啊，那么我们换个人来试试看。
They tried all different ways.
他们可能都试了各种不同的方法。
Until they reach end of their wit.
但是直到呢，他们到了尽头了。
And that's the beginning of God.
这实在是神的起头啊。
You remember that the saying, right? The end of our wish is the beginning of God.
你记得有一首诗歌，他说到我们的尽头呢，才是神的起头。
And here in the Ecclesiastic, the 3:1.
在那个传道书呢第三章第一节啊。
He says, everything deals a season and a time for every purpose under heaven.
那凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
And in that verse 11, it says, God has made everything beautiful in its time.
那个第十一节他说，神造万物啊，各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
他是各那个神造万物啊，各按其时啊。
If it's not right timing.You look at everything, it's not that beautiful.
如果时候不对的话，你看起来好像都不是那么的美。
But in the right timing, that everything will be beautiful.
但是呢，时候到了，时候到的时候呢，它都会看成为美好。
So God knows how long it takes us to be humbled.
所以神呢，知道到底要花多少的时间呢，使我们能够那个谦卑下来。
And God knows how long it takes us, so for us to really learn the lesson.
那个神知道呢，到底要花多少的时间呢，我们才能真正学好这个功课。
So why did Lord takes 9 hours to help them?
为什么主呢？他花九小时的时那个之久啊，来帮助才来帮助他们呢
？That because the hardening of their heart.
实在是因为他们的心里头愚顽。
In a Mark, it tells us that.
在马可福音就告诉这样告诉我们。
They didn't learn the significance of breaking the bread.
他们呢实在是不明白啊，主那个当时那个在前面拨饼的那个意义。
And Jesus feed 5,000 with the five fish and 2 loaves.
那主耶稣他用了五饼二鱼的，他喂饱了5,000人。
And their heart is hardened.
但是呢，他们的心呢却是愚顽的、刚硬的。
That's why it takes 9 hours.
为什么呢？是需要9个小时的时间。
For them to learn the lesson.
让他们能够学好这个功课。
So when we are in a situation, we have to wait for the Lord for His help.
所以呢，当我们呢在同样的一些情况里头的时候，我们必须来等候神。
The fastest way is to really humble ourselves.
那个最捷径的路呢，是让我们学习呢，我们要在我们里头啊学的谦卑呀。
Truly understand that we are nothing.
真正的认识呢，我们实在一无所是。
Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
离掉他，我们一无所成。
And sixth point I'd like to mention in this lesson.
在这个功课，在这个功课里头啊，我要跟你这弟兄姊妹交通的第六点呢。
Is walking on the sea.
就是呢，在海面上走。
You know, what does that mean? Why Lord walk on the sea?
到底是主要在海面上走是什么意思呢？
Why didn't he like last time just command the sea and the wind to be still？
为什么他不像上一次一样，他就那个发个命令，这个海就那个止住了呢
？Do you remember this one incident that the disciples and the Lord in the boat and they encountered this fierce storm in the sea？
记得有一次呢，在那个主耶稣跟他的门徒们在一个船上的时候呢，他们也是遇到了极大的风暴。
And they woke Jesus up, and then Lord Jesus said, "Be still." And then the wind and storms are gone immediately.
他们呢就把主耶稣都叫醒，把耶稣叫醒了。主耶稣一起来以后呢，他就命令说止住了吧，静了吧。这是那个风浪立刻就止住了。
Why didn't Lord Jesus do the same thing?
为什么主他不做同样的事情呢？
Have you ever wonder why?
你有没有有次在想在问到底为什么呢？
I think that.Lord wants us to learn different lessons.
我认为，我想啊，是神呢，要主呢，要我们学不同的功课。
Sometimes when we pray, we're in a difficulty. When we pray the Lord.
有的时候呢，当我们在难处当中的时候，我们向主祷告。
Lord will remove the circumstances, obstacles away from us.
主呢，确实就把那些难处啊，这些那个发生的这那个难处啊，把这个从那把我们从面前挪去了。
But often than not, the Lord Jesus will not remove obstacles from our life.
但是呢，很多时候呢，主并不把这些难处从我们生命中挪去。
God will give us grace. We can ride above the storm.
神呢，他会要给我们足够的恩典呢，让我们能够越超过这些风暴。
To show His grace.
让我们看见他的恩典。
So waves are still there.
那个风暴还是在那里。
But God gave us a grace so we can ride above the wave.
但是呢，神只给我们足够的恩典，让我们能够那个在这些风暴上面在风暴之上航行啊。
Do you remember that when we first believed in the Lord?
记得当我们初信主的时候。
When you pray.
当你祷告的时候。
Lord, answer your prayer very promptly.
那个主呢，他几乎是立刻就答应你的祷告。
I pray like a very weird, odd prayers.
我呢，曾经做了一些非常的奇怪的祷告。
And Lord answered immediately.
但是主呢，立刻就答应了。
But gradually, That when I pray,
那渐渐的呢，当我祷告的时候啊。
I think that the Lord's answer doesn't come that quickly anymore.
我发觉呢，主的答应呢，不是那么快就来到了。
The obstacles are still there.
这些难处呢，仍然在那里。
I think you experience a similar thing.
我想你们也经历同样的事情。
Gradually, that as you pray, the Lord seems like do not want to answer your prayer quickly.
好像。逐渐的呢，主呢不再那么样快的那个答应你的祷告了。
When we pray for patience, for example.
比如说我们的祷告呢，是希望里头能够有耐心。
God will not remove the obstacles.
那个主呢，并不立刻把这些难处呢挪开了。
Instead, God gave us a bunch of super active boys.
反而呢，神把一些这个非常好动的这些孩子们摆在我们当中。
And so we have to learn patience.
所以我们必须要来学耐心啊。
When we pray for love.
当我们祷告要有爱的时候。
God does not remove those who look unlovely.
神并没有把那些不太可爱的人从我们旁边拿去。
Instead, God will add more unlovable person around us.
甚至呢，主呢可能把更多的那些不太可爱的人摆在你旁边了。
So we compel to learn.How to really love.
所以我们被逼着来学什么叫真正的爱。
When we pray for peace.
当我们祷告要有里头有平安的时候。
God does not remove the circumstances.
神呢并不把那些那个环境 挪移了。
Instead, God will send a storm in my life.
反而神呢把那个风暴呢是那个带到我们的生活里。
When you pray for peace at home.
当你为你的家里头的平安祷告的时候。
You find that, nowadays, why my wife behave very weirdly now?
我就发觉呢，为什么我太太呢，最近呢那个表现这么奇怪
？Why suddenly act so strangely?
她为什么那个这么一些反应呢，非常的奇特
？Because the Lord wants to us to ride above the storm.
因为呢，这主要我们呢在风暴之上航行啊。
So we can show true love of Christ, a true grace of God.
所以我们在我们里头真能够显出来什么是真实的爱。
So this is the lesson that God wants us to learn.
这是呢神呢要我们所学的功课。
Sometimes God will calm the storm and the wind.
有的时候呢那个风也来了，那个时候浪也来了。
Calm.
神会使得风暴啊都那个止息了。
So that give us a relief.
使得我们能够喘一口气。
But oftentimes, that God will not remove these obstacles, the difficulties that we experience in our life.
但是很多时候呢，神呢并不把这些我们生活当中的这些难处挪去。
Instead, God wants us to rise up above the storm.
但是反而呢，神要我们呢在这个风暴之上航行啊。
Walking on the sea.
能够在海上行走。
The Lord Jesus, when he walked on the sea, Lord Jesus does not want to show off. I mean, his power.
当主在海面上行走的时候，他并不是要显出来他是都有多大的能力。
Lord Jesus never did that.
我们主从来不这么做的。
I always try to tell the spiritual truth.
他总是要我们呢，他告诉我们一些属灵的真理。
So here that for the times, we skip the number seven.
我因的时间的缘故呢，我就跳过第七点。
The number eight is a faith.
第八点呢是信心。
How can we rise above the waters?
我们如何才能够在风浪之上行走呢
？In Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water,
当那个彼得看见主在那个水上行走的时候
，He said, "Lord, if it is you,"
那个他说呢，主啊，如果是你的话。
Command me to come to you on the water.
请你叫我在水面上走到你那里去。
So Peter knows that God wants them to not only Jesus walking on the water, but God really wants us to walk on the water as well.
彼得他实在是知道啊，神不但是要主耶稣在海面上行走啊，他要我们也能够在那个水面上行走。
But how can we walk on the water?
那但是我们如何能够在水面上行走呢
？And this story tells us the lesson is because you see in the chapter it tells us that Jesus said, "Come."
在这里呢，让我们看见呢，是主说，你来吧。
So, Lord Jesus asked him to come.
主耶稣跟他说了，你来吧。
So, the first lesson is that you have to have God's word for you to try.
首先你要记得一件事情呢，你必须要有神的那个话呢，你才能够来试。
God didn't tell everybody to come down.
他并没有叫所有的人都下船来。
God said, "Peter, you come."
他说彼得让你下来。
And Peter came down. Without Jesus saying, "Come," I think Peter won't, he won't dare to come.
如果不是主说你能够来的话，我想彼得他不敢下去。
So we need to have that living word from God.
我们实在是需要那个神那个活的话里头。
And just when Peter hear that, he had faith.
当彼得听见这个话的时候，他里头有信心了。
So he came down.
所以他就下来了。
Now what happened?
那发生什么事呢？
He came down. He looked at Jesus, and I think he walked a few steps.
我想他这个大概下了船以后走了几步。
But immediately he saw this great wave, the wind.
他那个立刻呢，他就看见这大的风浪，大的风啊。
He began to sink.
他就开始下沉了。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
It tells us that what faith is.
他自己告诉我们什么是信心啊?
Faith is, the definition of what faith is helped me a lot is that faith is like our spiritual eyes.
那个关于信心的定义啊，对我帮助比较很大的就是那个信心呢，就是我们属灵的眼睛。
Faith is so important to Christian life, so many people try to understand what faith is.
因为呢，信心呢对我们的基督徒的生活是如此的重要的，所以很多人就想知道到底什么是信心。
But to me that it helped me most is when I saw that faith is like spiritual eyes.
那么帮助我最大的呢，我是那个是信心呢，是说到我们属灵的眼睛。
It's like our eyes enables us to see the object.
就好像我们的眼睛呢，能够使得我们能够看见那个所要看的。
So faith as spiritual eyes enables to see the Lord Jesus.
那个信心呢，就是我们里头属灵的眼睛，让我们能够看见主耶稣。
So when Peter focuses on the Lord Jesus.
所以当彼得呢，他的注视在主耶稣基督身上的时候
，He was able to walk.
他呢
on the water.
他能够在水面上行走。
But when he moved his eyes to the storm.
当他的眼目离开了主耶稣来看这些风浪的时候
，When he lost sight of Jesus.
他不再看到主了
，He began to sink.
他就开始下沉了。
So here he tells us great lesson about faith.
他这里呢是告诉我们一个关于信心一个很大的一个功课。
Is that we need to look constantly on the Lord Jesus.
就是呢我们要不断的注视在主身上。
And if we keep constantly on the Lord Jesus, not on the circumstances.
如果我们能够不断的注视在主自己身上，而不是周遭的环境的话
，Then we are able to walk on the water.
那么我们也能够在海面上行走。
We are able to ride above the storm.
我们能够那个在风浪之上行走。
But if we lose sight of Lord Jesus, just even for a moment.
如果我们把眼光从耶稣身上挪移了，就算是一个短短的时刻
，we will sink.
我们就开始下沉了。
We will be overwhelmed by circumstances.
我们就被那个环境所吞没了。
So what is faith?
所以到底什么是信心呢？
Faith is that taking every step on the water.
信心呢，就是在那个海面上走每一步路。
While keep eye on the Lord.
同时呢
，steadfastly.
同时呢，眼目呢，定睛的那个注视的主。
So faith is like every step we take.
这信心呢，就好像是我们走每一步路啊。
It's like a step on water, on the top of water.
好像在那个水面上行走一样啊。
With our eyes always fixed on the Lord Jesus.
但是同时呢，我们的眼目呢，就是不一直的注视在主身上。
I think this is a best way to describe what faith is.
我想这是呢，描述这个信心呢是最好的方法。
I remember that the brother Michael Woods.
我记得那个Michael Woods 弟兄。
Once he said Martin Luther tried to describe faith as follows.
他说呢，那个马丁路德呢，有一次试着如此来描述信心。
He was saying, Martin Luther said what faith is.
马丁路他说呢，马丁路德这么说啊，什么信心呢？是什么
？It's like a pitch dark night. It's in a pitch dark night.
就好像在一个漆黑的夜晚呢。
And you cross the stream.
你啊，在一条钢索上行走。
Stream.
在那个一条水
River.
溪那个溪里头啊，那个你要过一条溪。
And every step you take.You have to be careful.
每一步你走的路都必须要小心的。
Every step you take, you have to be very careful, because you don't know if you're going to be able to stand or not, unless you're very careful.
那么你在过这条溪那个溪那这条溪的时候呢，每一步路呢，你都必须要非常小心，因为你不知道你下一步会踩到什么。
Every step of way, every step you take, you have to rely on the Lord.
那么每一步路呢，你都每一个脚步你都必须。
And here pictures it seems like a more clear to me.
那在这里这个图画呢，对我来讲是好像更清楚一点。
It's in the night.
就是在晚上。
3 o'clock in the early morning is very dark.
在那个早晨三点钟呢是非常漆黑的时候。
And every step Peter takes.
每一个那个彼得所走的每一步路。
He had to fix his eyes on Lord Jesus.
他必须呢把他的眼目呢定睛在主身上。
Not a moment to lose.
没有一个时刻呢能够离开的。
Once we move our eyes away from Lord Jesus,
一旦我们把我们的眼目从耶稣身上离开的时候
，we will sink.
我们就开始下沉了。
So here is a great lesson that we can learn.
所以在这里实在是一个很大的功课，让我们一同来学习的。
With our brother Peter.
那个对跟着我们那个彼得弟兄啊。
So, the what faith is?
那我们知道了那个什么是信心。
And how can we ride above storm in our life?
那我们在生命的那个风暴之中呢，我们可以在风浪之上航行。
If God asks us to love our wife.
如果我们的神呢，神要求我们去爱我们的妻子。
It's not if. It's God asks us to love our wife.
就好像神要求我们呢去爱我们的妻子。
Without fixing on the Lord Jesus, without looking at the Lord Jesus,
如果我们没有把我们的眼目定睛在主身上的话
，I don't think we're able to do that.
我不相信我们能够做得来。
Or God asks us to submit to our husband.
或者是神呢那个要求我们呢去顺服我们的丈夫。
The secret is that to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
那里头的秘诀呢，就是让我们的眼目定睛在主身上。
And anything that happened in our life,
不管在我们生命中发生什么事
，any storms that God allowed to be in our life,
不管是在我们的神在生命当中允许所发生的风浪
，without faith, we will not be able to rise above them.
如果不是信心的话呢，我们没有办法在它之上航行的。
And also, let's take a ninth point here.
我们再来看第九点。
Here we see that. In the learning process, Lord is how merciful He is.
在我们看见呢，在他们学习的过程当中呢，神是何等样的怜悯。
Yes, Peter failed because Peter moved his eyes away from the Lord for a moment.
是的，彼得他失败了，因为他的眼目呢，从一下子从耶稣身上移开了。
And he began to sink.
他就开始下沉了。
Oh, he was so frightened. He cried out.
他是如此的害怕呢，就开始呼叫了。
And he prayed.
他开始祷告了
，Lord save me，
主啊救我。
I mean when I was young Christian，
当我还是年轻的基督徒的时候
，up to now， actually，
一直到现在还是这样。
This is my most favorite prayer in the Bible。
那这是在我在圣经中我最喜爱的一个祷告。
Lord save me，
主啊救我。
The shortest one，
是最短的一个祷告。
And very effective，
却是非常有效的。
You see Lord Jesus when He prayed。
你知道当他一祷告的时候
What Jesus did?
到底主他做了什么事呢
Lord Jesus didn't waste a moment.
主呢他一刻时刻也没有浪费
Lord Jesus, Bible said immediately.
圣经说他立刻
Jesus take hold of Peter.
赶紧伸手拉住他
Raise him up.
把他那个从水这里头拉上来
You see Lord Jesus didn't just Lord does not teach us first.
我们的主他不是先来教导我们了。
Peter, I told you, you have to faith.
彼得啊，你告诉你呢，你必须要有信心啊。
As Peter was sinking and swallowing up the salt sea water.
就好像那正当的彼得正在下沉呢，在那个咸水里头啊，要沉下去的时候，他这样教训他。
You need to suffer a little bit.
你必须要受点苦。
The Lord didn't do that.
我们的主并没这样做。
When Peter prayed, Lord, save me.
当彼得他祷告说，主啊，救我。
Lord immediately take hold of him, stretch out his hand, take hold of him.
耶稣立刻赶紧就伸手拉住了他。
Obvious here, actually, you look at language carefully that he didn't even sink.
如果你
he didn't even get a chance to sink yet.
你注意到这里面所话里所描述的，他呢可能把彼得都沉都还没有沉下去了，还没有机会沉下去了。
Because it didn't say Jesus raised him up.
因为这里并没有说主把他从那个水里头拉上来。
Jesus just take hold of him.
只是伸手抓住他。
Before he sank.
在他沉下去之前。
He said, how fast this prayer answered.
你看这 answered. 这祷告的答应的是如何 的迅速。
How quickly that Jesus answered that prayer.
那个主耶稣他是如此迅速的那个答应他的祷告。
Oh, this is prayer that is my favorite prayer.
这个祷告是在我是最喜爱的一个祷告。
Oh, when I have argument with my wife.
当我跟我太太有些争执的时候。
Heated argument.
是那个非常大的争执。
I was about to lose my temper.
我就要失去我的那个脾气了。
I pray in my heart, Lord, save me.
我在我的心里头祷告说，主啊，救我。
When I was stretched out.
当我那里这里头是压力非常大的时候。
When I was pressured in the work.
在我的工作上有非常大的压力的时候。
I pray, Lord, save me.
这祷告我说，主啊，救我。
When I work in the church.
当我在教会里头服侍的时候。
When I serve brothers and sisters.
当我服侍弟兄姊妹的时候。
Sometimes it was just overwhelming.
有的时候呢，实在是那个超过我所能承担的。
And I pray.
我祷告。
Lord, save me.
主啊，救我。
So this is my favorite prayer.
这实在是我最喜爱的一个祷告。
So effective.
是如此的有效。
I tried many times.
我试了许许多多次。
Because Lord is merciful.
因为我们的主呢，他是有怜悯的。
He is loving.
他是爱我们的。
So see that how quickly the Lord Jesus get hold of Peter before he even sink.
就看看呢，那个主啊，他是。在那个是如这么快的就抓住了彼得了，但是还没沉下去之前就抓住他。
When we face temptations,
当我们那个面对试探的时候
，You can pray, Lord, save me.
我们可以祷告说主啊，救我。
You know, effective prayer don't have to be long.
你知道吗？有效的祷告不需要很长的。
Many times we pray too long in a Bible, in a church meeting.
我们的有的时候在教会聚会的时候，我们祷告太长了。
In a prayer meeting, we pray too long.
在祷告聚会的时候，我们祷告太长了。
We need to pray short and powerful, effective. Lord knows.
我们需要的祷告又简短又有能力又有果效的是这个，因为主他知道。
Sometimes we pray in a church prayer. It's like we haven't seen the Lord for many years. We have so many things to talk about.
有的时候
long prayer.
有的时候我们在教会里的这个祷告聚会祷告的时候，好像是我们多少年没见到我们主了，好像好多事的那个要跟我们主说，是都又这个是那个太长的祷告。
No, we don't have to do that.
实在呢，我们不需要这样子做。
Lord, save me.
主啊，救我。
And Lord, immediately take hold of Peter.
主呢，赶紧伸手抓住他。
And if you face temptation, if you're overwhelmed by your circumstances with your problems.
所以你在当你这个面对试探的时候，当你那个有很多难处你不能胜过的时候。
When situation is out of your control.
当那个周遭的环境是你不能够那个控制的时候。
You can pray, Lord, save me.
你可以祷告说主啊，救我。
And Lord will immediately get hold of you.
主呢就立刻呢就会伸手抓住你。
Oh, Lord, save us and serve us immediately.
主啊，那个他的我们的主啊，实在是救我，他立刻就拯救我们。
My favorite prayer，
实在是我最喜爱的祷告。
Help me get through the day。
那个让我能够度过每一天呢。
And Lord always listen to our prayer。
主呢
，when we in need。
主呢，总是在我们最需要的时候，他总是听我们的祷告。
So let's conclude our sharing today。
我想呢，在交通有一个结那个。
What Peter has learned.
到底彼得他需要学什么？
You know that he learned many lessons in our life.
你知道呢，他在他的生命当中呢，学了很多的功课。
As many of them are compelled, to be learned.
那很多呢，是我们被逼的、催逼的去学的。
So sometimes that God intervenes in our life.
很多有的时候呢，神他在我们生命当中介入。
And he interrupts what we're doing.
他呢，把我们正在做的事情打断。
Allow certain circumstances come into our life.
允许呢一些事情呢发生在我们的生活里。
So that we can learn by his grace that rise above the storm in our life.
按着他的恩典呢，我们能够学的如何在那个风浪之上行走。
And with our faith.
借着我们的信心。
And faith is look steadfastly on the Lord Jesus.
信心呢，就是不断的注视在主耶稣基督身上。
While we take each step on the water.
当我们在水面上走每一步路的时候。
We fix our eyes.On the Lord.
把我们的眼目呢注视在主的身上。
Not a moment to lose.
一刻都不离开的。
Always have the Lord before us.
总是把我们的主呢摆在我们的面前。
David said in his Psalms.
那大卫在他诗歌里面怎么说
？He said, "I set the Lord before me."
我把耶和华摆在我的面前。
He will not be moved.
我就不至于摇动。
So always set the Lord before you.
总是把我们的主呢摆在你的眼前。
Before you and the circumstances.
把它摆在你跟这个周遭的环境之前，这中间呢。
Between you and your circumstances, or between you and the brown sisters.
或者把它摆在你跟弟兄姊妹之间呢。
Between you and your children.
在你跟你的儿女们之间。
Between you and your wife.
在你跟你的的太太之间。
Between you and your husband.
在你跟你的丈夫之间。
So you can always set your eyes first on the Lord and always on the Lord.
所以呢，你总是能够把你的眼目呢注视在主耶稣基督身上。
May the Lord bless His word.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
Let's bow and have a word prayer.
我们祷告，低头一点祷告。
Father, we come humbly before you.
父啊，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
Because nothing we receive is what we deserve.
因为我们所领受的不是我们所配得的。
It's all because Lord Jesus.
就是因着我们的主耶稣基督的缘故。
So we come, we thank you for the Lord Jesus.
我们来到你的面前来感谢我们的主。
He's always been your treasure in your heart.
他总是在你的心里头的奇珍。
May all learn to honor him through our faith.
巴不得你带领我们在生活当中能够学着来尊重他，高举他。
Father, help each one of us here today.
父啊，在今天就在帮助我们在座的每一位。
With the word spoken.
借着所说过的话。
And give us faith so we can go get hold of your word.
赐给我们信心，好叫我们能够抓住你的话。
Your word is.It's life and it's spirit.
你的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
Help us get through this week.
帮助我们能够度过这一个礼拜。
With the grace in your word.
借着你在话语中的恩典。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to the bulletin.
我们请翻开周报。
On the left-hand side are the weekly duties. Make it over.
这个每周的服事的表的弟兄姊妹可以自己看。
On the right-hand side.